With this job, we get a lot of perks, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of privileges. And some of those involve artists, which is, you know, it's, when you get into radio, that's the cool thing. You know, I'm going to get to meet artists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get to see what it's like to go backstage at a concert.
I got into radio for the free T-shirts.
Kelly got in it for the free T-shirts.
And free food.
And usually when you get backstage, it's boring.
Yeah.
But you tend to develop some sort of relationship sometimes with the artist, and although it's you know, usually interview somebody for 5 minutes and then you're gone, sometimes you do develop a connection, I guess.
Yeah. Every once in a while it happens. You have to understand, celebrities meet so many people and they're
really great
with you, and you feel like, oh, we're having a connection, and then you run into them a month later and they're like, nice to meet you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's those that remember you, where you're like, oh man, you remember
that's
me from
cool.
last time. That's where you feel like, okay, I connected with this person.
Bruno
Mars.
He is so good.
Voice of an angel. So he was in town for a concert.
Mm-hmm. And we interviewed him a couple times.
And we have
in the studio a couple times.
We consider him a friend of the show.
Yeah.
But after this, I consider him a best friend of the show now, because he's not doing any press on this tour, because he lost his mother recently.
Yeah.
So he's just wanted to focus on working and focus on his show. And he just kind of said, you know what, guys, I'm not doing any media. We understand.
And we get it.
Especially us.
Yeah.
So yesterday when we're sitting in our meeting, our producer, White Cheddar, asks me if I would like to go interview Bruno Mars.
Yes.
And I said, whoa. I thought he's not doing this. And he goes, well, I guess he's making an exception for our show because he felt a connection with Kid. And they stand us right outside his door.
Okay.
And it even says Bruno Mars on it.
Right outside the
door. So Bruno Mars is about 5 feet away from me with a door shut. And so his manager's like, all right, let me just make sure he's cool. So he opens the door, and standing right there, like, he almost knew we were about to show up. And I'm with a couple other people that were really close to Kid from the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
He opens the door, and Bruno is just standing right there. Like, he knew we were right there.
Yeah.
And he sees me, and I was in front of everybody. And he just points at me, and he puts his hands out like he wants to give me a hug.
And he said,
oh, nice.
Jason!
Yeah, he goes, Jason! What's up, dude?
He did call you Jason a while back, right?
Yeah, he did. We sang together and he called me Jason. For the first time ever, because Bruno is very charismatic and he's very confident. For the first time ever, I saw Bruno, I sensed a little bit of nervousness from him.
Mm-hmm.
So he just kind of stood there and he looked over at his manager, and then he looked back at me and he goes, is it cool? Do you mind if I say a few words about Kid?
Oh, to me.
I'm like, I have never been asked for permission by a celebrity for anything ever. I was like, absolutely, yeah, go ahead, man. And he just goes, I just wanted you to come here because I'm heartbroken over Kid passing.
Hmm.
And you could see his eyes were kind of welling up, and he goes, I'm heartbroken when I saw that, man, and I just went through that. And right there when he said that, it's like he opened up about his mom. And for a celebrity to open up about his personal life is huge.
Yeah.
So he goes, I just went through that, man, and it's like I had to go through it all over again with a kid.
Aww.
And he goes, I was speechless. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to call. And so I got a Fender guitar and I signed it. And I automatically told my people, send it to the show for his charity or whatever.
Aww.
So I hope you got it. And I don't know if we got it. I'm sure it's on its way. I'm sure we got it. And he goes, I just want to tell you about that first time we met you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you were there. And I was like, yeah, I was there. And he goes, well, you know, Bruno had a little bit of some problems before he came to our show.
It was the day before, and we were
the day before
Vegas.
We all make mistakes. He admitted he made a mistake, and it was before the shows of when he was doing a big tour with all the big radio stations. And so he's like, I was in the dumps, man. My career, I felt, was over. I felt like I was going to go in, and everybody was just going to bring that up, and they were just going to completely demolish my career.
Yeah, we were the first show he did after that arrest.
And we were the first one. And he goes, and I heard that Kid, you know, I was a new artist. I heard Kid's pretty tough when he gets new artists. He wants to make sure you're the real deal. And so I was super nervous. And I walked in and I was doing my sound check. And Kid grabbed me and he pulled me aside into his office right before the interview. And and I was scared. I was so scared because I felt like he was just going to go off on me. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I know that feeling. I know the getting pulled into the office feeling. So.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, JC, why don't you do this? Why did you do that? But he pulled me in. He says he pulled me into his office and he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, Bruno, I heard your voice in there. You sound awesome. You sound great. Amazing. I just want to let you know You're going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine. Just keep moving forward. You are so talented. Just from what I just heard of you sound checking, you're going to be so, so famous. You don't even know it.
Hmm.
And he said, Bruno was like, right there. I snapped out of it. And I'm sitting there going like, I'm tearing up. And I just want to give the dude a hug again.
Another man. See, when you do two,
three,
man.
Yeah, two, I think one's a limit.
Don't overhug.
And I was like, and Kid was, he was one to brag about his celebrity friends and all that, but he never once told me that story. And Bruno told me that, so I know that happened.
Right.
And I saw Kid pull Bruno into his office before we interviewed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, he literally saved my career. You don't understand. Like, I was going to quit. I was done.
Well, I'm sure he was afraid what we were going to ask him, and we didn't bring that up once.
We didn't bring it up once.
We did not.
And I think that's...
And I told him that. I was like, Kid thought you were a man for coming in and facing it.
Because Kid would always go for the uncomfortable question, and I would be sitting here just writhing, please don't ask it, please don't ask it.
And then he
never did that day, which I was so relieved.
And very genuinely, he asked me, well, how was the last night? Because I heard you guys were with him. And I was like, yeah, I was actually with him his last night. And... he had a great time, and I told him we went out. Mm-hmm. We did everything he liked to do, that what we've kept telling people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I showed him the picture of Kid and I on Bourbon rapping. I was like, look at him. He's smiling. You know, that he was fine. He went peacefully, and he went doing what he loved to do. And Bruno goes, man, cool. I'm so glad to hear that. Because
that's comforting.
You know, that's like my mom. My mom went doing what she was doing, what she enjoyed doing, and she didn't suffer. It's like, and I'm happy. I'm at peace now knowing that Kid... You know, did not suffer.
Yeah.
And that, it may not sound like much, I guess, but...
No, it's huge.
It is the most genuine moment I have ever had with a celebrity, because we may get to go out with them. We may get to go have a beer with them. You know, we may get to go to a club and dance with them.
Yeah.
They might invite us to go up on stage and sing or rap with them. But I have never had somebody open up like that to me. He said things that he has not told anybody. And I'm sitting there and I'm going home in my car and I'm like, why... Why me? Like, why would he want to open up? And I thought about it and it just clicked.
Grief.
He is on tour with all these people who are his best friends, and he lost his mom, but he was the only one that was close to his mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His friends, I'm sure, knew his mom, and they loved her, but he was close to her in the way that we are close to Kid. And I think he just felt the connection with that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want to talk to somebody who's going through what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just one of those bonding moments that he and I just... ended up having, which I was not expecting it at all. I was just expecting to go in there and make some jokes and interview him, and that didn't happen.
How many fish can you name?
Yeah, how many fish can you name?
We need to bring that back.
What's the craziest thing that's happened on your tour?
Right.
But the fact that I didn't interview him, because they kept that rule intact. There was no interview, and I'm fine with that, because what I got out of it was far greater than any interview I could have possibly done with Bruno, unless we had both done it shirtless.